Marathon runners Wirimai Joao, Cuthbert Nyasango and Patson Lovu still carry Zimbabwe's hopes for a medal when they take to the road in the 42-kilometer marathon over the weekend. The three have the chance to either make it or join the rest of the disappointing Zimbabwean athletes, some of whom failed to make it even past the first stage of their competitions. The marathon is the last event on the Olympic Games program, and the last time in 2012, Wirimai Joao finished seventh, just three places away from a bronze medal. Joao knows that nothing less than a seventh place finish will be accepted back at home, and promised to do his best.
We're doing quite well. We are hoping that if everything comes well, we'll do our best as we always do. We can't promise to be first or second or number one, but what we always promise to go out there and do our best and present our country very well.
Nyasango finished in ninth position at the London Games, and a lot more effort is needed if he is to get Zimbabweans to celebrate. Ndlovu is taking part in his first ever Olympic Games, but has shown potential. Now to football. Football authorities have warned that those who cause mayhem at this weekend's matches and others to follow will be arrested and prosecuted. Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenan Ndebele says they've asked clubs to have a huge police presence and private security details to counter hooliganism. The warning comes following disturbances which rocked Bafield Stadium during the match between Highlanders and Chicken Inn. During the game, Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch and had running battles with the police unhappy with the match officiating. The Premier Soccer League have asked Boso to appear before a disciplinary hearing to answer to the behavior of their fans. After the Blair incident, Highlanders are away to ZPC Kariba for their 20th game of the PSL program at Nyamunga Stadium tomorrow. ZPC Kariba normally play their best football against the top teams, especially when playing at home, and coach Sande Chidzamwa is happy with his side.
The addition of the new acquisitions did an excellent job for the team, and I think we have to try and pick it up from there when we play our league games. I like solid defense, and it's solid.
With the way Highlanders are playing at the moment, it is very difficult to think that they'll come out even with a point. Top of the table, FC Platinum have a short trip to Gibbo Stadium for a date against Triangle. Of late, Kugona Kunenge Kudada have been stuttering to draws, and they need to improve on that if they are to cement their position at the top of the table. That is why Capes United are lacking just 2 points behind the league leaders and seem to have the power to pick up maximum points away at Bulawayo City. A draw or a loss for FC Platinum, coupled by a win for the Green Machine, will see Capes United go top of the table. Dynamos are not having the best of times. Dimbare have drawn 5 of their last 6 matches, and last weekend against Bulawayo City, coach Lloyd Mtasa did not field 5 regulars: Denver Mkamba, Charles Mroiwa, Stephen Almenda, Tendai Mkuruva, and Roderick Mtuma. Assistant coach Murape Murape explains the reasons for that.
Everyone is to earn his money, work for it, and put up a performance that is aligned with Dynamos.
On Sunday, Dynamos play Harare City, which is coached by former Dimbare mentor Moses Chunga. Although they are not on form, Dynamos supporter Tinashe Macheka says Chunga will fall.
Moses Tshunga is a very good, respectable coach, well-traveled also. But I think his unbeaten run is going to come to an abrupt end at against Dynamos.
Other matches are as follows. Chicken Inn versus Cholocho, White City. Haumain versus Chapungu, Luveve. Sunday, Border Strikers versus Ngezi Platinum Stars, Dilwazimu. Mutare City Rovers versus Wange Sakuba Stadium. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.